Welcome to Your Health Reset, where we address the real root causes behind health issues today to get you rapid results on your health journey so you can be who you came here to be, mind, body, and spirit. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, survivor of complex chronic illness, expert on resolving root causes, and co-founder of Detox Rejuvenation and Meditation RX. Let's get started. Welcome back to another episode of Your Health Reset. I'm your host, Sinclair Keneally, and I am here to help you unpack all the challenges and opportunities that come along with a deep healing process. Whether you're recovering from a chronic illness condition, or if you are simply deeply committed to becoming the best version of yourself, the truest version of yourself, which of course in this day and age requires a little bit of strategy and care in the healing process itself. So this is a question that I'm really excited to start out with because I get answered or get asked it so often in our travels, in conferences. Every time I do a summit, we get flooded with this in the inbox. And that is how to choose the right practitioner for you. So I really wanted to start off this season with answering your biggest questions. What do you need to know and understand in order to take charge of your own healing work? Of course, a practitioner is a guide. They can't do the healing work for you. So I really want to unpack this a little bit today. And I'll do this by sharing what I think is most important as you select your practitioner, both as somebody who's been through this process. I was mystery patient X. If you don't know my story, man, I have been through it. And it seemed like the more specialists I went to, the more specialized the practitioner, the less aware they were of who I really was as a human, and the less able they were to observe me as a whole human, whole body system, and be aware of all the factors. They were just very focused on one body part or one condition, and very myopic about the whole experience. So that's one thing that I really want you to be aware of as you're selecting your practitioner. First of all, what paradigm are you in? I tried the allopathic route. Boy, I really did. I tried the natural healing route. And that comes with its own challenges, right? Because things that used to work, these ancient principles of healing and these natural health tools used to work. And now we actually need an additional layer of strategy in this day and age to deal with this unprecedented time we're living in, right? We live in a day and age of toxins, of EMFs, of nonstop fear propaganda stuff. So you're always wired and stimulated if you allow it to be. So make sure that your practitioner's in the right paradigm for you. If you want to rely on prescriptions, that's great. If that's working for you, fantastic. But don't come to a root cause practitioner and want to maintain those RX protocols and ask them to comment on them, get outside of their own lane. So you have to be cognizant that every practitioner has a legal obligation to stay within their lane of how they are allowed legally to support you. So you can't ask a natural health practitioner, like I'm a traditional naturopath, to comment on your allopathic work. And you really wouldn't expect an allopathic doctor to comment on your root cause medicine work, your natural health approaches, because it's outside their lane. So choose the paradigm that's right for you. Next, I really want you to consider, how are you observing whether or not this practitioner is able to listen to you? You want to choose someone who listens. If you don't feel listened to and respected, it's a hard no. I'm sorry, and you should be able to figure this out in the first session with them. Even if they're having a bad day, practitioners are humans too, right? I know I have a lot of practitioners in our audience. I know you're nodding along. We are not always perfect. And they should still be able to make it very clear to you that they are listening deeply to you and they respect your experience and they're willing to factor that in a major way in their input to you every step along the way. Yes, they're supposed to know more than you. It's a very interesting dynamic because you have all the power to get yourself well. You actually do. And all of the responsibility also to heal yourself, to follow through on the protocols, to make the right decisions for you that are going to support the protocol, to make room for your protocol in your life. But we as practitioners, as the guides, have the broad vision and the broad experience that must be applied to you, right? So we have information that's outside of your awareness, and yet you have all the power and the responsibility, and you also have crucial information about what it feels like to be you at every stage of the healing process that your practitioner must listen to, right? So you got to pick somebody who you can trust to translate your experience. I also want you to pick somebody that treats you like a partner in your own health. There are a lot of ups and downs along the healing journey, right? You've got to have somebody that takes the time to answer your questions respectfully. I don't know about you, but I don't do anything unless I understand why I'm doing it. So some of our clients actually tease me because I almost always start an answer by saying, oh, that's a great question. So that's part of their like Sinclair impersonation. But it usually is. It's usually a really good question. And you need to work with a practitioner that supports your desire to connect the dots, to understand what's going on in your body, to learn about it, and to understand how the elements of your protocol fit into place and where you're headed next. I also want you to consider that a practitioner needs to be training you as much as they're telling you what to do. Michael and I, we have everybody in our practice. Our rule is you are training the client to be ever more independent. We want you to be absolutely in charge of your healing from this day forth, more and more over time, so that you understand tools, because a lot happens along the way with the body, right? You might get into a really good place and then a lot of life stress happens, or you get exposed to mold when you move, or God forbid, something else. And you need to understand how to reach back and pull out the tools from your cabinet and how to get started again on getting some additional support as you need it throughout many of your chapters. So you want somebody who's training you to be ever more a master of your own health, so you know more and more about how to take care of yourself and shape your own destiny, right? We don't want people reliant on us. And I strongly recommend you find a practitioner that feels the same. It's not looking for a customer. They're looking for a success story. And they're a partner in helping you build that. And this next one's controversial. I'm probably going to get some notes about this in the inbox, but I really prefer to see a practitioner who's had their own health crisis as somebody who's didn't think they were going to make it to seeing 40, didn't think I was going to make it to seeing 30. For that matter, this is a really big point of awareness for me. The more serious your health issue, the more I hope you're seeking out somebody who has a felt experience of their own health issues and having dealt with them and overcome them. Otherwise, no matter how compassionate they are, this is hypothetical for them. They're unable to understand what you're going through and anticipate potential challenges, have the patience and the presence to help you navigate them. And I understand this is a personal bias of mine, right? Because of our own health struggles through the years. And what I remember and what really stands out to me about all those yucky chapters, and there were many, is that the practitioners that helped us the most, even if they only had a part of the picture, were the ones who had their own health journey, their own health issues. The ones who were much quicker to dismiss what we were trying to tell them, those guys who didn't have a felt sense of what it was like to struggle and need support outside of their own awareness. They were the ones that took a workshop in a weekend and became overnight experts on something and said, okay, I have a new protocol, or I have a new sales rep from a supplement line. Therefore, I now treat X, or therefore I now support this system of the body or this condition. And I'm sorry, but that is usually not enough in today's day and age. So I just want to underscore this: compassion is not the same as empathy. If it's hypothetical and abstract, I'm concerned that you're not going to get the level of care that you deserve. And that's just my two cents. I want you to have a practitioner that understands what you've gone through, maybe not your specific condition, your specific symptoms, but has that felt sense so that they will listen more deeply, value your experience, and be better problem solvers. So please ask when you're interviewing a practitioner, or when you're sitting down with them for the first time, or when you're researching them online and you're binging all of their content, listen for what their version of their health story is, right? Are they through it yet? Or are they still in the weeds? If they can't heal themselves, that's another concern, right? If they're still struggling all these years later. And there's a lot of those out there. So we want to see you be working with somebody who's more equipped to personalize your care, because this is not abstract, and that they're really applying not just their own lived experience to their practice, but they're really listening to you at an entirely different level because they have been through something similar. Next one should come as no surprise if you're listening to this show. I really want you to see a practitioner that understands toxins, especially if you have digestive or chronic inflammatory conditions, autoimmune conditions, chronic fatigue. To me, this is just a non-negotiable in today's environment. And They don't have to be experts like we are, but they need to understand how toxins are showing up as factors in your health. And that's more than lip service, okay? For example, we have a client whose cardiologist told him that EMFs could be affecting his heart health. And I'm really glad that she had that awareness to mention it in passing to him. But when he asked, okay, doc, what should I do about those EMFs if that is a part of my heart health picture? She didn't know what to share with him. And of course, she was absolutely right. EMFs can have a major impact on your cardiovascular health. And at least she knew enough to say that, but she didn't know what to do about it or refer him to the proper resources. And that's what I mean by don't settle for people giving lip service to toxins. At least she was new enough to keep up with the emerging science to like, yes, this is a factor. And don't worry, he's fine. We problem solve his whole house for EMFs. He's sleeping like a baby. His labs look great. He's doing wonderful. But that's what it takes in this day and age. It takes a little bit of problem solving. So you want someone who's willing to get in the weeds with you and help you not just, oh yeah, toxins are a factor. Don't use plastic in the kitchen anymore. I'm sorry, that's so not enough. Someone who's going to get in there and really help you look at your lifestyle and look at those active exposures, active blocks to healing, and understand how to run labs and assess what toxicants are really disrupting your body's ability to heal itself. That's what we mean by detox. Detox is not a cleanse on a weekend. It's not some shitty detox tea. It's not a hypey fad. We think about detox as the art and science of regenerative healing, regenerative medicine. So you're removing blocks to healing so that the body can heal itself once more. So that leads me to my next one. Are they focused on root cause medicine? Are they willing to look far enough upstream in your health picture, in your health journey, your health history, to see all the factors at play? Or are they spending a lot of your time and money rearranging gravel downstream, playing around with symptoms? Oh, let's suppress this symptom. Oh, let's suppress this symptom. Do they know how to go all the way upstream and assess your root causes? Because it's not just about toxicants, is it? You know, we look for 12 major buckets of root causes. Previously in your health exposure, health history, and also how are they currently affecting you? And you got to have someone who's root cause literate. If you're in this paradigm, if you're in a different paradigm, great, go listen to a different show. I cannot help you. Okay, and they also need to be able to understand why they're doing something at this stage of your health journey and what the stages of healing look like ahead of you. This is probably for our active clients, the number one question I get asked in a session is, hey, where am I at? Help me understand. This is how I'm feeling today. This is the progress I've noticed. These are my struggles and my challenges right now. Where am I at in the healing process? What is ahead for me? I have that conversation several times a day. And if someone's not willing to have that with you, you're missing out because that's a part of what they should be doing for you, right? It's helping to fill in that picture that you can't see yet. Celebrating your wins with you because they may not look like wins to you. You're usually the last to know what wins look like, right? Because you're stuck with yourself 24/7. But someone who's seeing you regularly and can reflect back to you, hey, given your root cause issues, given your exposures, given your symptoms, this is fantastic progress. Here's what I see, right? Here's where we're going next. Okay, so we also want to look at the tools that they use, right? We have better and better access to a wider and wider range of tools as health practitioners today. So you want someone who's super choosy and who's willing to do the research. They didn't just watch a webinar, like the profit margins on something and add it to their store because the sales rep made it easy. You want to look, are they using products and supplements that are full of fillers and flow agents? Not good. If they use synthetic supplements, why are they doing that? How can they justify that? Because all I could say is there's better options out there for you, and it's probably time to raise your standards. Fillers and flow agents can be irritating to the gut, especially for sensitive people with compromised digestion. So it's just something to be aware of. It doesn't mean that all white-labeled products are bad if they put their face on the bottle or something. The doctor put their face on the bottle. That's fine if that's important to them. Just look at the recipes. Look at the ingredient list. Look at the scope of the tools they have in their toolbox, because if all they have is a hammer, everything's going to look like a nail, right? So we want to have a wide range of tools. Michael and I, our approach is we consider supplements about 25% of the protocol max. an essential layer that really can't be skipped, unfortunately. I hate pills, so I wish that wasn't the case. But you need to be looking at the other layers of tools they have in their toolbox. What other therapies are they recommending? What other tools and processes can you do? You know, what else do they have in their toolkit? And are they using tools that are really high quality, really cleanly sourced? And are they paying attention to that shifting marketplace? Because really good little companies get acquired all the time, and suddenly formulas change and they're not so potent anymore. They're not so clean anymore. You start getting reactions. We see clinical benefits go down. Unfortunately, it's a long list, right? There's a lot of expectations on a practitioner today, and they got to be excited about showing up to do that work. So that's what I want you listening for between the lines, right? As you sit down and talk with a practitioner. And I think my last thought that I want to leave you with is all of these things are crucial, right? And are they able to be present with you? That's really what it comes down to. Do they have the right tools? Do they have a wide enough range of tools that they can apply to you? And can they actually be fully present with you in the moment? Or are you just patient number X for the day? Their ability to be present with you makes all the difference in the world, because that's where the healing happens. So you get what you tolerate, right? If you're tolerating less than excellent care, it's probably time to look for someone who fits you better. And it's also time to examine how much you're participating in the healing process. Because yes, your practitioner is your guide, and that navigation is essential, and you're in the driver's seat. So you want someone who's empowering you, and you want to be ready to do the work of embracing being in the driver's seat, because you're the one that's going to heal yourself. So those are some thoughts for one of our top asked questions. Stick around, because we're going to be diving into root cause medicine throughout this entire season and some of the top questions and issues, what it really takes to heal yourself in this day and age. I'm so excited we're back, and we'll see you so soon.
Thanks for listening. Go to detoxrejuvenation.com to find the links in the show notes to everything we covered in this episode. Please subscribe, review, and share with other humans who need this precious information. Let's help each other. Until next time, love, Sinclair.